Baltimore's Southwest Partnership is planning to convert a short stretch of South Arlington Avenue into a pedestrian-friendly greenway. It's all part of an effort to pull all its neighborhoods together while introducing outsiders to an extraordinary sculpture garden, new restaurants, and the swinging Mobtown Ballroom. WYPR's Fraser Smith reports in this installment of his series, Up With Neighborhoods.
New trees, landscaping, and wider sidewalks will invite longtime residents and tourists alike to a constellation of entertainment venues. Swing dancing at the Mobtown Ballroom, a steady stream of new restaurants, the B&O Railroad Museum, and Rodney Carroll's fantastic sculpture garden. Caitlin Doolin, the city's pedestrian and bikeway planner, surveyed the route and found it had a superstructure to build on.
We walked it 6 months ago and we just realized there was a lot of good bones to that corridor for this project, and we're like, well, let's do it. Why not? The worst the state can say is no.
The proposed greenway would link Holland's Market and Pigtown directly with easy access from the partnership's other five neighborhoods. Rodney Carroll, the sculptor, took the first steps years ago. He converted an eyesore into a celebration of the arts. He replaced a trashy dump with 8 or 10 of his glittering, angular evocations. Kids and their parents, random passersby, and others can conjure their own Star Wars and samurai fantasies. Carroll, who did the William Donald Schaefer sculpture at the Inner Harbor, gives guided tours on occasion. The people include, most pleasantly for Carroll, younger art lovers who may never have been to a museum.
But what's great is to hear the kids telling other kids weeks later walking by about what the sculptures are and pointing at them, telling them that, said, can we come in and look at them again? You know, and they bring their whole family back. You got mom, five kids, the neighbors, and they all want to come in and look at this.
Days or weeks later, he overhears some of the youthful docents back again interpreting for their friends.
It's a samurai cutting somebody up or something. They all go nuts about it.
The real life effect is striking as well.
And the people, when they walk by, they just, you know, they'll tell you, I just love walking by here. It makes me feel fresh and gets me off the city block. And I just love walking by this environment. And I think there's these kind of pockets, these kind of nodes in the city, we'd be a great benefit to have more of them.
The partnership sees Carroll's extraordinary gift as the central node of the South Arlington Avenue Greenway. Carroll says the plan, recently endorsed by City Hall, has a wider daily significance.
It has really acted as a calming environment. You know, it's not brick, it's not storefronts, it's not people hanging out yelling different, you know, things. It's not anything mean.
The Greenway might also make real commerce, commercial and human, easier in many ways, says Biff Browning, one of the partnership's leaders.
And it's just a smart connector that really will enable the power of all seven neighborhoods to be united by a common thread.
Neighborhood residents, having had no reason to venture out, would be attracted by the shade, the plantings, and the new walkway. Tourists would find an increasingly shopper-friendly Washington Boulevard. Old and new would have access to new establishments in the Pigtown and Holland's Market Roundhouse neighborhoods. The renaissance of dancing at the Mobtown Ballroom would seem even more inviting. That is the theory. A local restaurant owner, Robert Lee, known as JR, likes the Greenway idea. More than that, he marvels at the partnership's new creative energy and the follow-through.
I think the people here now, instead of listening to it, they're actually out here making it happen, so we don't have to wait another 20 years for our kids to come up and say, well, 40 years ago, you know, they said this was going to be here. This is actually being built.
JR himself organized a bike rodeo with the hope of injecting a dose of manners. Why not make it even safer for new users, walkers, and bikers? The plan has a major ally, the B&O Railroad Museum. The Greenway would run directly behind and west of the museum. Arlington Avenue crosses the B&O tracks where tourists get short rides. The museum is all on board, says Courtney Wilson, the museum's director. He's all about trains, of course, but foot traffic will be helpful for his visitors.
Pedestrian traffic, especially for tourists around in and around the museum, is wonderful. I mean, we're in a situation where if people really want to go to a destination restaurant, they have to get in their car and leave the museum and go elsewhere. I mean, I think it would be wonderful if, as the Hollins Market area comes back and Pigtown, you know, continues to thrive, that they could literally walk around the west side of the museum and go down and have lunch and come back.
The Greenway, then, might play an important role in the museum's emergence as what he calls a major, major anchor for the community. Art and history and industry, not to speak of commerce, might coalesce further if the Greenway project moves ahead. Rodney Carroll says it's back to the future.
Back in the day, I mean, Schaefer really celebrated neighborhoods. He celebrated how different the neighborhoods were.
And so will the new Greenway. The city has applied for a development grant. Caitlin Doolin, the bike and pedestrian coordinator, says a yes or no to the project should be heard in September. I'm Fraser Smith reporting from Southwest Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.
Fraser's series on the Southwest Baltimore Partnership is made possible with grant support from Patricia and Mark Joseph.